Number 29, really reduce your sugar intake. Now, this is a lot different than your standard run-of-the-mill diet advice, eat well and all that. One of the reasons I bring up sugar specifically is especially in the case of processed, refined, bleached sugar, is a lot of this has become part of our standard diet here in the West in a lot of parts of the modern world. And we see in many different scientific studies, there's tons of literature out there you can read, that there's a linkage between some of the constant sugar intake we have and some of these chronic issues that are going on. One of the biggest bits of nutritional advice you get from a lot of doctors is to cut out a lot of sugars. Now, you can go ahead and look into cutting out fruits and things like that, but those are a lot of sugars we've naturally come by. But I'm talking about thinking of cutting out some of these excess and additive sugars that we have. Let me give you a basic example. If I'm going to drink orange juice, typically I'm going to go through the process of cutting up oranges and squeezing them in. Because if you go to the store and you get any type of orange juice, and I do mean just about any type of orange juice, and you look at it, you're going to see that a lot of sugar has been added to make it sweet, to make it a little more palatable. Now, I love a good glass of orange juice, and that's why fresh squeezed has become such a popular thing with some people. That makes a big difference in all the added sugar that could be in there that's going to go into your system that you don't really need. And one of those areas that a lot of people look at is I know many people will look at different types of coffee drinks and that, and the amount of sugar that's put into those pumps. You don't realize that a lot of those things you have pumped in are just about pure sugar to sweeten everything up. But when we start to look at a lot of different various things that we eat in our lives, it's wise to take a look at the nutrition label and really see how much extra sugar has been put in here. Because there, especially nowadays in the United States and if not many other places, you see this rise of different things that come up as far as weight, as far as obesity, as far as diabetes and things. And there's a lot of excess sugar content that can be taken out. One of the simplest things you can do is think about, well, what can I take out that's a daily part of my life and maybe make it a weekly part of my life rather than constantly having, say, a soda pop, a root beer. Energy drinks are notorious for being huge sugar things that we're putting into our body for constant stimulation, and it's wearing your body down. Sugars have a lot to do with some of the wearing down of the cerebral, the brain tissue in there. Certainly they're affecting a lot of what's going on in your body. And eventually, if you don't have a real good functioning body and you're taking in so much excess sugar, your body's going to fatigue with it, and then it's not going to be able to process it well. And that's where you start to run into blood sugar issues. And we're not going to get into that today because it's such a big topic. But what I'm encouraging you today is to really think about, how much sugar am I taking in? And how can I reduce it significantly? Not, oh, I'm going to have one less extra pack of my sugar, but what can you do that's really going to change that? And I want you to keep this in mind. For centuries upon centuries, we as humans tended to eat very plainly, maybe with some wild meats, maybe with vegetables, depending on anthropologically how you live. But we tended to probably eat very similar day to day. And then we had what we would call feast days, things that we now have as holidays, like Easter and Christmas and in America, Thanksgiving, and Canada, Thanksgiving. But there's different feast days that were out there. And on the feast days, that's where the treats and the different things we look forward to came from. And what part of the issue became is we decided to have that type of stuff for a feast day every single day, or at least more often. And we started to up that sugar intake. And as many science studies will put it, a sugar addiction that we simply have in our body. And we don't necessarily require that in the long run. When we talk about everything in moderation, there's a lot of harmful effects that come from it. So I'm encouraging you today is take a look at your diet and really look at all the regular stuff that you eat. I mean, the stuff you're eating as staples or on a daily basis. If you're having a six pack of Coca-Cola every day, it may be wise to sit back and go, maybe I could reduce to one. If you're living your life based on energy drinks, and I don't know the different types because I don't drink them, but if you're living your life on that, maybe you can look into different ways to possibly up your energy level without really draining your cell function as hard as you do when you're going through and you're drinking a lot of those things. So really reduce your sugar intake. Let me know in the comments what type of stuff you're doing. Let me know what you've discovered if you've really looked out. I'm always amazed when I look at things, how much excess and added sugar is put into everything that doesn't necessarily need to be there.